Now, if a woman was going to have a child, like in those days, what would they say? They'd say she was going to, or how would they put it?
I was grown
before I ever had pregnancy used, which is a common way today.
But it wasn't
back then. It was in the family way, as she said. And her so-and-so's wife's going to have a baby or something like that. That is more the way they expressed it then.
Well, now, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, they might have to send for a
woman, and she's known as a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
And that was extensive use.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great aunt that she was used from Choke Bluff now, and she lived 4 or 5 miles south of here. She was used from Choke Bluff to Gainesville. Just send for her, and she'd get on a horse and go, and maybe she'd stay a day or two, be gone a day or two. And her great grandmother, they were sisters, her great grandmother's used all over that part of the country and all over the country. I don't know how many miles that way they'd do that. And they're taking the place of the doctor, you see. And
If you were talking about a boy and he had facial features like his father, you might say, well, that boy, talking about, well, you know, like if he has the same color hair and eyes and everything.
Well, he's got his features. They'd say his features, his hair, his color, he's a very spit image of his father.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that word expressed. And
well, what about if he, did you ever hear him say he favors his father?
Yeah, sure, I hear that, yeah, very often. Now you take, if somebody brings a baby in here 2 weeks old,
mm-hmm.
Well, she figure out who it favors, mother, father, her. Well, I've never been able to.
You're 2 weeks old?
I never can do that, but then those women do, they can,
What if
he
doesn't necessarily look like his father, but his ways are like his father?
Well, his disposition.
Mm-hmm.
His disposition and his action.
They sometimes say he takes after his father.
Takes after his father, yeah. Now, this boy right here, as she said in cotton picking,
mm-hmm.
That boy there, he could pick about 200 pounds a day, about like I could.
Not like you could.
Yeah. and a younger one could.
Uh-huh.
Well, that and that fellow picked 4.
Oh.
And, of course, they must take right out of it. They must take after me or,
uh-huh.
and her, you see.
Yeah,
and,
they must have. One of them took it.
Yeah. And,
Well, if a child had been acting up, you might say, now you're going to get a
fashion. I'm going to whip you.
And if you saw a little boy that you hadn't seen for a couple of years and he was a lot taller, you might say, my, how you have
growed. Yeah.
And let's see now, your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both its father and mother would be called
an orphan.
And the court might have to look after that orphan. The court might have to appoint
a guardian.
And like all the people related to you, you'd say they were your
uncle,
mm-hmm.
aunts, cousins.
And if you were talking about them all together, you'd say those people were your
kinfolks.
And if a person, another